Okay, let's see how long this mic lasts. Probably will last me, because I don't have to do or say too much here, except everything that freaking happened this year, 2020. Dang, right? So my last podcast episode was called I Survived the ABN Sex Convention, and yeah, you know what? That's true. I did survive it, considering I didn't even know, and not many people at all knew at that time. Especially in the US, that there was coronavirus spreading rampantly across everywhere, which was kind of terrifying looking back to have been to a convention. Not like I got really crazy or anything when I was there, I swear. I'm not the kind to get that crazy, unfortunately, but it makes me a little bit worried, you know, about the people who might have gotten sick or the people who might have, you know, spread it. And, of course, it makes me upset because there's definitely, you know, ways we could have stopped that from taking place. But humanity sucks all over, and especially in certain places. So, let me give you a rundown of what the heck happened this pandemic. This pandemic, honestly. So let me just end with that intro. And, holy crap, guys. Let me go through some shit. Stuff. Shit. It's all shit, isn't it? It's just shit. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for listening to that ad. I don't really make very much money off of this podcast at all. And I mean at all. Like, I think I might have $9 in here. But, it is money, and, it's kind of tight right now, if you haven't noticed. I'm not sure where you're living at in the world, but, this is kind of mainly for American models, cam models, cam boys, cam girls, sex workers in general. I can only give my perspective from the U.S. because I live in the U.S., although I am connected, you know, with family in the U.K. and Romania. I don't actually know the entirety of the situation there, and I can't give my own, like, face value kind of. I wouldn't bet my life on it, basically, because I'm not there, so I can't really speak for 100% sureties, you know. But listen up, okay, so if you're in the U.S., you're probably feeling kind of hopeless right now, or scared, or maybe you're feeling great, I don't know. If you are, fuck you. I really don't know what to say, because as of today, which is September freaking 11th, just a lovely, like, reminder of, like, you know, how we can mobilize, you know, after a tragedy, and how we can also, and in comparison to how we did with this one. I'm not taking away from the fact that this is entirely on the governments that censored this in the first place. I'm gonna be a little bit vague there because I just don't want to get too much hate from anyone or anything. But you know what I'm saying. And I'm not, like, saying that it's, you know, something we should blame anyone for. But it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. So now we're stuck with this pandemic, right? I was really excited to make some perhaps model friends, which I'm really scared of making because, you know, work and friends don't always go together, and sometimes you can be, you know, used as a commodity for somebody else, and that's a shitty feeling. Trust me, it is. But, yeah, that's not gonna happen. So I don't know exactly what's gonna, I don't even know where to start with this, guys, but, so when this first started, there was a huge flood of people who were losing their jobs, who were around March 20th, I believe, is when at least California went into shelter in place. So a lot of people were getting furloughed, a lot of people were getting fired, a lot of people were getting told to work from home. This means that there was a huge influx of people online, incredibly so that it was crashing the sites like MyFreeCams, it was crashing Chatterbait, it was like, there was so many people online, and there were, like, FanCentro is, like, the most greedy bitch, I swear. FanCentro is so great at sounding like such a asshole. I don't know. they were sending out emails to us saying, like, they're just very opportunistic, is what I'm saying. Like, they're just like, oh, yeah, this is a great time to be making money. Like, this is great, this is great. There's a pandemic. People are dying. Like, maybe this isn't the greatest thing. This isn't, you know, something we should maybe celebrate at all. And perhaps it is a time for us to perhaps take advantage if we can, if we, you know, maybe perhaps we should, because we might need to have this money for the future. But, no, they were just very blatantly, disgusting about it. And, I don't know, I didn't like some of the, like, making it into a joke or something funny or anything to be laughed at, whatsoever, because it really isn't, it's not something like that. It's people were dying, we didn't know why, we still don't know why, exactly, you know, we don't know exactly how to cure this, we don't know what's going on. So please, even though it's been ages since we've learned about this pandemic, this virus, this COVID-19, please retain some taste. Don't, you know, make, you know, it, don't make light of, make light of it in the sense that you can make a joke, you know, here and there, maybe make a funny video, but please do take it at least with some seriousness in parts of it. You know, like, there are people who have died and people have known who have died. So it's more likely that, you know, people are going to probably know somebody who's suffered from it, rather than just think of it as some sort of funny, like, holiday. So people are going to take it more seriously than not. So please don't, like, make it into a commodity, a pandemic, please. That's just for me to ask you, to do. You don't have to listen to me. You can be a scumbag if you want. But, you know, that's not you, girl. Or dude. Anyways, I wrote a little bit of a structure so we can stick to it. So there were tons of people staying home, people who were laid off, people who were, you know, told to telecommute, people who were told to, you know, oh, maybe you have a job, maybe you don't, up in the air about it, furloughed, for example, you know, without pay, but, like, you know, like, leave without pay. This is in the US, of course. I keep reminding myself how to say that. So, and then also a bunch of porn stars, which we know, because, you know, COVID can be transmitted, obviously, human-to-human contact. They weren't so sure at first how it worked with sex and stuff, but they knew that, you know, the porn industry was going to take a hit from this, so a bunch of people were staying home. I believe California did set laws so that the studio porn industry could not operate the way it usually does, and... yeah, so a bunch of porn stars were at home and having to make their own porn from home. And, it's great that they demanded, more of a payout from Pornhub. And a lot of other places, too, did actually, started to see the importance of paying their, models, their porn stars, their talent, you know, that they host, a higher percentage, and they were giving, like, 90%, I think someone was giving out, like, 100% payout, I don't remember who it was exactly, but it was a damn good freaking company to work for. I believe it was, Is My Girl, maybe it was Is My Girl, I'm not sure, but it was one of those guys, I have to double check. I think it was, like, maybe Dom, I don't know, Dom Connection, I don't know, I have to double check that, sorry, I don't know for sure. I would look up Webcam Startup, they're a better podcast than me. Anyways, so they were staying home, and then they kind of realized, these porn stars were staying home, making their own porn from home, and it's difficult, to do that. A lot of them don't want to become, like, cam models and such. A lot of them want to just be, you know, studio porn models, or porn stars, film actresses. Directors even, but when they're at home, they're starting to realize that, you know, and everyone's taking to Twitter, there's been this mass exodus of, like, people in porn, like, directors, that have been, and that's not to say that all directors have been purged out, the bad ones, but, a lot of them have been purged out because these women and men are starting to realize that they don't have to take shit from producers anymore when they're still making money off, you know, their fans in a more direct way. Their contracts have to be, you know, broken or at least, you know, put on hold because this is a pandemic, so the law will not allow them to operate, you know, normally. So, yeah, it's just very interesting to see what, how, you know, good, bad, and evil has been all, you know, brought to the surface. And I think a lot of times, in more ways than just the porn industry, this pandemic has definitely shown a lot of people their true selves, you know, like when they look in the mirror, and also when other people look at them, face to face, or zoom to zoom, or cam to cam, whatever the fuck. I am so hysterical right now, I'm so sorry. I just can't believe what happened. But a lot of people were paying quite a lot of money to their favorite porn stars, or have a lot of free time. They didn't really know what was going on. They had at least some funds to keep them going. Things were up in the air. People were a bit more likely to, you know, maybe want to go into a fantasy world a little bit more often than they usually were used to, perhaps. Because I was making more money on cam, and I did take advantage of that, and it was pretty good. But I also wanted to escape to another world too, and there was nowhere to go, so I kind of just cammed for a good, you know, long time, camathon after camathon, just like not really wanting to be in real life anymore. And a lot of people felt the same way on the other end, and eventually that died down around, you know, the midsummer time, so like June, July. Things did go a bit more slow, and they always do in summer, but now we have a bunch of people who are kind of coming from non, like what we call vanilla industries, so like, you know, they're photographers, or they're, you know, bank, they work at a bank, or they do these jobs that we don't do, that are not porn, basically, and now they perhaps don't have that job anymore, and they were getting unemployment for some time, and the $600 plus, or $600, you know, extra was working very well for a lot of, Americans. I think it was $400 plus or $600. I'm not exactly sure. I think $600 was at first, and then there's $400. I don't know exactly, but I know in California they were giving out more. And honestly, it's very, very, very rough for people who don't live in these rich states. And I'm very concerned about, you know, the state of, you know, these women and men who are working these, you know, these jobs now. I'm sure by now that if they started camming when the pandemic first started, or when they first lost their jobs, or when they first were furloughed in the beginning in March, they've probably gotten the hang of it a little bit better by now. But they'll either burn out very soon, if they haven't already, or they will stay. And I hope that they do well. I honestly hope everyone does well, but that means that there will be an oversaturated market. I have also noticed that there's a lot less tippers. There's a lot less people tipping. That could also be because it's summertime, but as well because there is a pandemic and people are more likely to want to perhaps save it, whatever money they may have, because industries and the entire economy is affected by this. Over and over again, when I go on cam, I hear people saying they lost their jobs, or they have, you know, only this much, or this is like something they're just trying, you know, as models, you know, because I have to go full time soon because, you know, I'm gonna run out my coronavirus, you know, stimulus, or their unemployment is gonna run out soon, or be cut into less, and it's just terrifying, and it's really scary to see, you know, a country that's so great and so rich, full of rich people, you know, have, you know, their citizens working on cam, just like it used to be when there was all these Russians on cam, when the ruble fell, and during the Obama administration, there was a bunch of cam girls from Russia flooding Reddit for about, like, you know, asking for asking to do cam shows for American viewers for one penny a minute. This was a real thing. How the tables have turned, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it's exactly the same way anywhere else. I don't know what's going on in the other countries. I just know that the U.S. is the biggest purchaser, buyer of these services, of porn, of cam tokens and cam shows. So we'll see if there's a change in that. But so far as I know, it's not really been any different. I don't know what to say. I'm worried. I'm scared. Everyone's scared, but you know, I think that luckily enough, this has pointed out a lot of things that is wrong with our society and we need to fix. We needed to fix a long time ago, honestly. So hopefully this will be a wake up call that we just needed to have, you know? And I'm sorry if anyone has been suffering with coronavirus, with family who's had coronavirus, with friends who have had coronavirus. People have died, and I know that. And I know how scary and how upsetting this can be, and I have felt it myself, personally. And I want to say, thinking of you, I want you to know that I have only your best interests at heart. I have only your best wishes in my heart right now, and I want to send them to you. And I want to ask, you know, whoever you believe in, whoever you worship, whoever you, you know, have faith in, even if you have no faith at all, I want you to know that I will give whatever faith I have to you, that there is going to be something bright around the corner one of these days, and I hope that day is soon. And I hope you hope with me that that day will come. So I just want to end it on a nice note like that. Don't give up, everyone. Stay cute, stay cool. You don't have to ignore your feelings. You can be honest with your customers, with your friends, with your family. Don't dig this deep inside yourself. This is something we need to come out with all together. And with that, I will say, take care and good luck, everybody.